Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a spotlight on good works. At an awards presentation that I attended last month for excellence in nonprofits, the gold prize was given to the Children's Village, an organization based in Dobbs Ferry in Westchester that helps troubled kids. And their efforts and the changing nature of this kind of work was so interesting that I wanted to spend some time on the show talking about Children's Village with the group's director, Dr. Jeremy Kahamban, who I interviewed at the event. So nice to see you again, Dr. Kahamban. Welcome to WNYC.
Good to be here, Brian.
And I casually use the term troubled kids. Who are these kids? Give us a picture of who your population is and the issues that they're grappling with.
So the kids that we work with in New York are predominantly children in foster care or kids who have been arrested for simple crimes on the streets of New York, juvenile delinquents, JDs. Those are the two groups that we work with. We also work with kids who are in immigration detention, but they come from all over the country, not necessarily from New York.
So teens who have, in some cases, lived their whole lives without a stable home. Some of them have substance abuse in their backgrounds, others violence. How do you reach out to them? Because I'm sure some of our listeners who have got experience with this kind of thing are thinking about how difficult it is. So what do you do that's unique at Children's Village?
I think, the work is difficult, no doubt. And these are not all of these children are there simply because they've had a problem. Many are there because something terrible happened in their family life. And I think it's really important to remember that. I think what's different about the way we approach this is that we don't see the solution as simply being another service. When you look at the teens that we work with, what they need most is one stable adult relationship. That's the key. And that's what we hope to create.
And that's what you were emphasizing when I interviewed you at the event. So how do you know you've found the right adult? And how can adults know that they have what it takes to form a stable relationship with a child who really, really needs one?
That's a little more complicated. I think the search is always ongoing. What we say is that every adult has the capacity. Look, if you're willing to make an unconditional commitment, the tragedy in our system, and I've heard this spoken about many times on your show, Brian, is that we have too many kids in a system that should have been temporary. It has become a lifetime for them. You know, they simply age out of this system. And the tragedy here is that we have kids that don't have one adult. I mean, especially around the holidays when the whole world and the whole country turns towards the idea of family, I have a couple hundred kids that don't have that comfort of knowing there's one person out there that wants me. And almost any adult out there that wants to do it can probably do it.
So are you recruiting volunteers?
Always looking for volunteers. We are not looking for people to just approach us at the holidays. I mean, these are teenagers. That's not going to be helpful. We are looking for people that are willing to make a commitment to learn about how to do this.
Now, there was a shift in your approach, and I think this is one of the newsworthy things that I got from our conversation, from being an institutional residence primarily to providing community-based resources. And I understand that other similar organizations have followed your lead. What prompted that shift, and how successful or troublesome has it been?
It hasn't been easy, but what prompted that shift was our realization that simply taking kids away from families and communities has not yielded the kind of results that we wanted, right? When you think of foster care, you don't think of success. And we know the data on that is pretty clear. So we started looking at both our history and what was happening today. And I think when we met, I mentioned that our history was one of the leaders of the orphan train, 260,000 children from the East Coast transported over to the Midwest. And here, when we looked at our present day, we realized that in some ways we were doing the same thing. You know, 11 communities send most of the kids out of New York City.
11 New York City communities.
11 New York City communities are the highest referring communities to foster care.
And the ethic used to be, let's get these kids out of these troubled neighborhoods and put them in beautiful settings like your campus in Dobbs Ferry and really give them something. That turned out not to work?
Well, it doesn't work because, A, kids thrive in families, not in institutions, and institutions are best as emergency rooms, not as places where kids should grow. Like, neither one of us would ever want our children to grow up in an institution. So why would other families have success if they sent their kids to us? And the second and the bigger problem is that you also take the wealth out of a community, right? When money is spent in Dobbs Ferry and it's not spent in the neighborhood where the kids are coming from, how will that neighborhood improve in the long run?
And so this fall, several groups, including Children's Village, made recommendations for changing the way federal child welfare funds are directed. And these policy changes that you recommended include lots of limits, even eliminations of federal reimbursements. Why do you want to limit how much federal funding can go to group homes, which is the kind of thing that your own organization used to run? Of course, we always hear there's not enough funding.
Well, it's true. There isn't enough funding, but we also need to direct funding to where it needs to go. If we are truly to change this system, we need to put money back into communities where kids come from so that those families can experience the kind of things that we experience when we think about good family life and good community life. We don't see institutional living as a solution. So we are glad to say, hey, look, based on our history, this doesn't work.
Let me ask you about one more thing that you do before you go that's so interesting and so needed. It's a facility to care for kids who are taken into custody by the Department of Homeland Security, either because they're being deported or because they're minors and their parents are being deported. And the approach toward these kids has been spotlighted as being a big shift from how kids in this legal limbo used to be treated. Tell us what's new here.
I think what's new here is that we want to make sure that when kids are trafficked into the United States, that they're treated as children and not lumped up with adults in adult detention centers. And that's the big shift, that when they go back home, even when they're deported back to their home country, that they remember that while they were in the United States, that they were treated with respect and dignity.
The Children's Village was honored at the 2013 New York Community Trust New York Magazine Nonprofit Excellence Awards last month. WNYC was a sponsor of the awards, too. And that's how I met Dr. Jeremy Cahomban, director of the Children's Village. Thank you so much for your work and for your time today.
Thank you.